get that thing sweating, working. It works like a turd. Now, some of them don't mind working. He's one of the exceptions that doesn't mind working. And he'll always have a job. But for the most part, old boys that age, they're not that good working.
That old?
I don't imagine that old boy is over 23 years old. He's energetic.
That's a good way to do it.
It is. A lot of people don't like to do that kind of work, but he makes money out of it. I'd say the old boy makes $600 a month, doesn't he? And it's honorable. He's getting by. He pays his bills and he presumes it. Ends up and gets along all right.
You were talking about what's called a rattlesnake?
Yeah.
Since you mentioned rattlesnake, I wanted to ask you, what are some of the different kinds of snakes you have in this area? I guess you have rattlesnakes?
Well, we have a few rattlesnakes around here, not too many. You see them sometime, but most of them are west of here. Most of the rattlesnakes are west of here. Got copperheads around here, a whole bunch of copperhead snakes. They're poisonous. And you got water moccasins too. Those water moccasins are mean snakes. The creeks and rivers and tanks are full of them.
That's another thing that was new to me when I got into Texas. I never heard people call a little pond a tank before.
Is that right?
When I think of tank, I think some big metal container, you know, that it holds water or liquid. But I've never heard this pond called a tank.
Tank.
That's a Texas term to me.
Well, it must be. No, they don't call them a pond. You know, occasionally they talk about going out to the fish pond or something. They're using fancy language when they say fish pond. That's something for the ladies to go to. Just an old place where you water your livestock, that's a tank. Water has always been a problem in this part of the country. We used to have droughts just like we're having now. The creeks would all run dry. So here's what they do. They'd dig out a creek. And they'd take a place where the soil looked right, and they'd dig deep into it. And the creek would be full of a succession of tanks, one little tank right after another in the creek bed. But the water wouldn't be flowing, though. It wouldn't be flowing from one tank to another. It would just be in those individual water holes. And that's where they watered the livestock back in the old days.
Getting back to snakes, you mentioned rattlesnake, copperhead, water moccasin.
Yeah.
Is that about it?
Those are poison snakes. Now, there's a coral snake around here that's poisonous. I'll tell you the truth, I don't know whether I've even seen it wild. I've seen it in the zoo, but I mean, I haven't seen a coral snake running around. But I've heard that there are some around here. Now, there are other kind of snakes. There's a chicken snake, and a king snake.
Have you ever heard anything unusual about a king snake?
Well, it's a big snake. It's about 6-7 feet long, I think. And I've understood they'll eat the other snakes.
I've heard that. I've never seen one ever.
Well, I haven't either.
What about talking about